Okay, we've spoken before about the Sefer Divrei Yamim. It's mentioned in Melachim all over the place, from the beginning of Melachim Aleph till the end, in which there was a Divrei Yamim for the kings of Yehuda, where it goes through the chronicles of everything that happened during their kingdom. This may not have all the information that we need about Divrei Yamim, but it certainly has a lot of it, and it's really important to go through, because there's information here that is skipped out of Melachim. There's new information, new stuff that we wouldn't have known otherwise. Divrei Yamim was written originally by Ezra Sofer, or put together, I should say, through Ezra Sofer, together with the Nevi'im of his time. The people that wrote it with him were Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Ezra Sofer, possibly Yirmiah, maybe Baruch Ben Neriah, because Baruch Ben Neriah was Ezra's Rebbe, right? I don't know if he saw Yirmiah for very long, but he probably did at some point, right? And other great Nevi'im who were living at the time, he put together this entire list of all the different people.
So wait, yeah. They were going through Malachim and they're like, okay, that's missing, let's write it down here?
No, it was more like this is the Divrei Yamim, which Melachim Aleph and Melachim Beis were written with some type of form of Ruach HaKodesh by Chizkiyah Melech about 200 years or 100 years earlier, and finished off as time went on after that. And then this, right, Divrei Yamim was really put together by Ezra Sofer when they were already in Gullus Bavel, right, where everything was being put together, showing them exactly what they needed to know. There's a lot of great stuff. So I think it's made on purpose to be something, and we'll see. Everything here is very positive toward Yehuda. There's no mention of Malchus Yisrael except as a side note, like, oh, there's a Malchus Yisrael over there. But we don't mention it over there because we don't need to know that. This is all about bringing up David HaMelech and making David HaMelech look awesome. So anything bad that happened in the eyes of David HaMelech, right, for example, Uriah, Bathsheba, things like that, are not mentioned in the Sefer. We don't mention anything bad. We're going through the greatness of David HaMelech. It was apropos because they were expecting Mashiach to come at the time. Maybe it could have been Nehemiah or Zerubbabel at the time, but they were expecting Mashiach, and they wanted to know what we're looking forward to. What is David HaMelech's kingdom like now that it's all been destroyed for the last 70 years? What are we looking forward to when it comes to stuff like that? He wrote this, Ezra Sofer, wrote it in the 18 years between the time when Zerubbabel originally left and eventually Ezra Sofer himself came. During those 18 years, that's when everything was written down. And we're going to see a yichus that goes all the way down in order to understand where we come from and what we do, a connection from one person to the other. So usually, it's a lot easier when a person has like a chart that goes through everything. But let's start off right over here on Pasuk Aleph. Adam Shes Enosh. Adam gave her to a child named Shes. Shes gave her to Enosh. Canaan, Mahalalel, Yared. Those are the next few generations. And Chanok, Mr. Shelach, Lamech. Noach gave birth to three children, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. Now, were there other people during that time from Adam to Noach? Yeah, 1,000%. We don't care about them because they don't lead to what we have, and they were all died in the Mabul anyway. So rather, we got to Noach and Shem, Cham, and Yafes. B'nei Yafes, Gomer, and Magog. We know Gomer, we know Magog. Madai, and Yavon, we see Greece, we see Mede. V'suval, and Meshech, we have those cities as well. V'siros, as well as Tiros, right? That area that was right around there. So all of those areas and the children that he had were all named, the areas were all named after him, right? But that's the pshat behind all of them. Like, Gomer, Ashkaz, V'difas, V'sogarma, right? The children of Gomer were just that. Gomer was one of those famous people over there. He had Ashkenaz, Difas, V'sogarma. Ashkenaz obviously refers to the French Germanic region, right? He was the one who ended up, whatever it is. So again, Yefes altogether had seven children altogether. Gomer was his oldest. He had three children. B'nei Yavon, Elisha, Sarshisha, Kitim, and Rodanim. Right, those are the four children of Yavon, of Greece. B'nei Cham, Kush, Mitzrayim, Put, V'chanan. Right, the children of Cham, right, now this goes into the other way. We have Kush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. B'nei Kush, Sva, V'chavila, V'savta, V'rama, V'savta, B'nei Rama, Shva, Didan. Doesn't help us much because we don't know where any of these places are or who these people were. But Cush yelled is Nimrod. Cush eventually gave birth to Nimrod, who Echelios Gibor Baretz. He was the first Gibor in all of the land. He hunted, he destroyed, he took over an entire nation. That's what he ended up doing. Mitzrayim yelled is Ludim. Mitzrayim gave birth to Ludim. Those were possibly cannibals. Asanamim lahavim naftuchem ves pasrutim ves pasluchem asher yatu misham plishim.
It's probably all North Africa.
Well, some of them, yeah, definitely. She had to be some pleased him, we know. And the Kaftorin. The Kaftorin were supposed to be midgets of some sort. They were very, very small people, right? And that's that. It's possible that the Pelishtim were just a mixture, because Pelishti really means Pelishtim. They're open from all areas. So Rashi says the Pasrusim and the Kasluchim got together, they married each other, and they created the Pelishtim. right? So all the Palestinians today are a mixture of a bunch of other nations that have no shaykhis to Eretz Yisrael whatsoever, right? That's how the Plishtim originally were. The real Philistines were the exact same way. They were just a bunch of people from all over the place, and they just got together to have a little bit of fun, and that's that. So that's that, right? So we have that when it comes to stuff like that. Okay, we already talked about Ludim, right? Uchanan, what about Canaan himself? He was the child that we set up above, right? He was the fourth child of Ham. So we have the sons of Cush, we have, Nimrod as well. We have the sons of Mitzrayim, right? We have that. Now we have Canaan. I don't know what happened to Put. Mistama, Put was not popular or powerful enough. Uchanan yelled at Sidon Bakaro, he gave birth to Sidon, his son. That was the first one mentioned it, his oldest son. Well, this makes sense now. Canaan gave her to Sidon, Ches, Yevusi, Amori, Girgashi, Chivi, right? Arki, and Sini, all eight. Ves Arvodi, Ves Atzmari, Ves Achamasi, all 11 of them all together were all born from him. B'nei Shem, what about the children of Shem? Well, they were Elam, Ashur, Arpachshad, V'lud, V'aram, V'utz, V'chul, V'gesser, V'meshach. Most of these names you recognize. Arpachshad, Yoledes, Shalach, Shalach, Yoledes, Ever, Le'ever, Yoledes, Shnei, Bonim, Yad, two kids, Shem, Achad, Pelek, Kibiyam, Nifigal, Ariz. During his days is when there was a split with Migdal Bavel. The Tower of Bavel was destroyed, etc. Shem, Achav, Yoktan, his brother's name was Yoktan, Yoktan, Yoledes, Almodad. Ves Shalav, Ves Achatar Maves, Ves Yorach, four kids, Ves Ador, Ves Uzal, Ves Dikla, seven kids, Ves Evo, Ves Amiol, Avi Moel, Ves Shaval, 10, Ves Ofir, Ves Chavila, Ves Yovav, 13, Kol Elab, and Yaktan. Yaktan had 13 kids altogether. They're well known and very powerful. Shem, Arpachshad, Shalach. Therefore, if we wanted to go back, we'd do like this. Noach, Shem, Arpachshad, Shalach, Aver, Peleg, Reu, Srug, Nahor, Torach, right? And finally comes Avram. Avram was the person who Avraham. He ended up becoming Avram Avinu. So everything is really just for these people right over here. Ben Avram, where Yitzchak and Yishmael, it's all the same. B'chol Yishmael, Nivay Yisakir, Bad Be'el Nusam, Mishma V'dum Masachadar Seimo, Yitur Nafish Kedma, Elaim Ben Yishmael, Ben Ekturah, Pileg Avram, she was the concubine of Avram Avinu, right? We say Yoba Zimram Yakshon, no, Azimram Yakshon, Umidon Umidyan, Vishbak Vishuach Ben A. Yeah, Ubene Yakshon Shvo Didan. Right. So that's what ended up happening over here. So all these people right over here. So the sons of Keturah, Zimran Yakshon, Midan, Midyan, Yishbak, and Shuach. We have all those six people right over there. Midyan, we know, is the country of Midyan. This is where Yisro is from. It's possible that Yisro is the son of a man named Midyan, which means that Yisro would have been the grandson of Avinu, altogether. The other five, we don't really see much, right? Remember, Bildad Ha Shuchi, one of the friends of Eov, was Shuach's kid. That's what it was supposed to be. Somehow, I forgot who it is. So far, Naamasi is one of these guys. I forgot who it was. Naamasi was something to do with this. And Eliphaz, the money, we already know who he was. Okay. You know, by the way, the most popular name in all of Tanakh, the one that's used more than any other name? Well, I shouldn't say in all of Tanakh. In Chumash is Chanoch. There are four different people named Chanoch that I counted, right? There was a son of Yishmael. There was a son of one of the sons of, going from Avram to Noah. Chanoch was one of the sons of Reuven, and somewhere else, I think Esav's kids is another name, Chanoch. Four different people were named Chanoch. Avid of Eldah, Kol Elav, and Keturah, they're sons of Keturah. V'Elav Rami Tzitzchak, then Avram Avinu gave her to Yisav, and Yisav, and Yisav, Alifaz, Ru'ul, V'Yush, right? He had Alifaz, Ru'ul, Yush, Yalom, V'Kairach. The sons of Esav were all these people right over here, right? He had a son named Korach, which is why the guy among the Jews who named his kid Korach probably shouldn't have chosen that name. B'nei Alifaz, Taman, V'Omer, Tzvi, V'Gato. Hey, Tzifi. It's not my name.
Yeah.
Not my name. Comes really close, though. Oh, Tzfo. Tzfo is the big one. Begatim Knaz v'Timna v'Amalek, as well as Timna and Amalek. We all know that he slept together with one of his mothers and therefore came up with Amalek. Very quickly, Tzvi is Tzfo. Tzfo is the famous guy who ended up running down to Mitzrayim, fighting against the Egyptians when the Jews were there to try to capture the Jews. He was taken prisoner, ended up being exiled to a city somewhere in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea near Sicily, and took over the entire area, and he was the king of Poland. That's why Tzfo is the gematria of Polin. That's what he took over. There's some really interesting things over here. B'nei Ru'ul Nachas Zarach Shamo Miza B'nei Ser Lotan V'Shovo Tzivom V'Ana. Right, we all know what Anna did. He found the mules and stuff like that. We say V'Dishon V'Eitzer V'Dishon V'Lotan Chori V'Homam Chaz Lotan is Timna Bene Shovol was Al Yonam and Achaz Ve'evol Shviv Onam. Then it was Tzivon, Araya, and Anna. Right, Bnei Ana Dishon, Bnei Dishon, Chamra Ve'Eshban Ve'Yisro Nochron. Bnei Ezer Bilhan Ve'Zavon Yakon, Bnei Dishon Utzva Aron. Ve'Ela Amalach HaShem Malchu Be'aretz Adon Lifnei Melech Malchu. Yeah.
No,
let's finish the parak, because this is quick. These are the kings that were Malchu Be'aretz Adon Lifnei Melech Malchu Lifnei Yisro, before there was a king in Bnei Yisro. Bela Ben Ba'or V'Shem Yerudin Avah. Bela Ben Ba'or, which is possibly the father, the grandfather of Bilhan. It could be referring to Bilam himself, Bilam ben Ba'or. That's a possibility, but it might have been his grandfather, Bela, the son of Ba'or, whose son's name was Ba'or, whose son's name was Bilam. The name of his city was Din Havah, Vayamas Bela, Vayamas Tatav Yovav, Ben Zerom, Yibatsura, Vayamas Yovav, Vayamas Tatav Husham, Eretz Etimani. It could be Husham. Vayamas Husham, Vayamas Tatav Hadib, Ben Bidad, Amakas, Midi, Vistamov, he killed the Midian, Vishem, Yiro, Avis, Vayamas Adad, Vayamas Tatav, Samla, Masreika. Vayamas Samla, Vayamas Tatav, Shol, Ben Rechov, Zanar, he got Shol, Vayamas Shol, Vayamas Tatav, Balchanan, Ben Afor. That's when he got Balchanan ben Achor. All these are in the Chumash. Vayamas Balchanan ben Achor. Vayamas Tatav Adad, Vishem Yiro Poi, Vishem Yishu Metavel, Bas Matrid, Bas Mezahav. Vayamas Adad. Now, Adad died. Vayu Alfeyadom, Aluf Timna, Aluf Avla Alva, Aluf Yeses. Aluf Alivam, Aluf Ala, Aluf Pinon, Aluf Kenaz, Aluf Taman, Aluf Mitzor, Aluf Magdiel, Aluf Iram, Ela Bnei, Ela Alufe Adam. These are all leaders of Adam. We don't know what happened. We have absolutely no idea. We don't have any clue what ended up happening over here, but there's some pretty cool stuff over here. If one knew a lot of Kabbalah, you'd have a lot of fun with this park and to know what's going on over here and why we have to, so to speak, waste our time with it. But we don't, unfortunately. Now we're going to go down to Yaakov's kids. We're going to try to learn from there. We'll start from Perek Beis next time, guys.